It's sips and tips time. Thanks for being with me. I like having our help meet time, sitting down, relaxing, because long day is a help meet, long day. Always a long day if you're a help meet, but putting in the work is worth it. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for putting it on your page, liking, and letting me know. What is your declaration? I'm a help meet suitable. You got to say it out of your mouth. I want to know, wherever you are, you're declaring it out of your mouth. You have power. So I'm a help meet suitable, and I'm featuring today. You know what? This is a help meet favorite because you all are always writing about the sparkling rosé. We're ready. I've got a tip for you. Are you ready? I've got a tip and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled you guys are all coming in. So, leading up, my husband asked me to do a webinar this month. And I was asking God, what do I need to do? What subject do I need to cover? And one thing keeps coming up. And so yesterday I was working with one of our assistants and I realized I haven't done a webinar on sanctified. Lord, that's not a popular word, but it's an important help me term. Sanctified. The sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. Whew. It's one of those scriptures. Now, I know the rest of the scripture says, or a sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. Guess what? If you're a helpmeet, you can't do anything about what a husband does. You can encourage, but you can't make anyone do anything. So God is not holding you accountable for the other part of that scripture if you're a helpmeet. If you're a helpmeet, he's holding you accountable to be a sanctified wife, just in case you needed to know. All right, because someone will say, well, what about exactly? Let's pray that they become sanctified. But for right now, we're handling our business because we're help meets that are suitable. All right. Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Even if you're in a great marriage, marriage can throw a curveball. Most of us think it's going to be one way. Is that just me? Most of us think marriage is going to be one way. And Lord have mercy, when we get in it, it's another. That might need two sips. We get in marriage, and my goodness, curveball, but we can survive. Curveball, but we can survive. It says, and you may feel like you've been hit by one that has caused your marriage to bend, or caused to feel like it hit you. But I want you to decree out of your mouth, your marriage is not broken. God is and was with us through it all. He's there through it all. So even when things seem like you're going to break, you're not. Even when things seem like it's not, you're not going to make it, you are, because God is with you. So the focus on scripture, Hebrews 13 and 5. This is one we need to be reminded of, help me. It says, for he, meaning God, himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Does anybody else think that's good? God himself. When I thought I hit a curveball, when I thought my marriage was broken, God himself in Hebrews 13 and 5 said to me, now I know he's talking to you too, but you got to make the word personal. He says, for he himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're married or plan to be married, you need some support. I don't even have to tell you to sip. You need some support. I know you're a helpmeet, and people always say, well, if we're doing this, what are they doing? Guess what? God needs help, but he's going to help us, and we need support. Now we call on the support so we can handle our business, so we can be sanctified. But we first have to know that even though this thing, this whole job, this role, this responsibility, this heavy assignment is difficult, and it might seem like a curveball is like, whoop, coming our way, we're not left alone. I know we know it, but isn't it nice to be reminded? It says, he will not in any way fail us. He will not give up on us. And he will not leave us without support. God's ready to support us, help meets. It's a heavy assignment, but God's supporting us. It's a heavy responsibility, but God's not leaving us. It's something that might be difficult. It may make you feel like you're not going to make it, but God said he won't leave us without support. That's important to know. So you can survive the curveball. You can survive the curveball. We got to prepare our hearts, because not only do we need to be sanctified, we need to stay sanctified. Uh-oh. You want to talk about a curveball? When you're married and marriage is not working out the way you thought, we struggle with staying sanctified. Uh-oh. Is it just me? Am I the only one? I'm just saying. When you got a curveball, when things aren't quite the way you thought, when a king is not quite acting like a king, we got a little trouble staying sanctified. We may have started out sanctified, but let me just speak for me. Some of my thoughts, not so sanctified when my marriage. Some of my words, not so sanctified. Uh-oh. Some of my actions, not so sanctified. So, some of my facial expressions, not so sanctified. So then when I was praying, I was wondering, how come, I needed the sanctified part back. I needed the sanctified part reinforced. I needed the sanctified part to take over my heart. Because we have to make sure we stay sanctified. The sanctified wife can sanctify a husband. When you're wondering how come the husband's not quite sanctified, maybe. Okay. So we're in this together. It's okay if we haven't gotten it right. We're going to get it right. And then when we get it right, we're going to stay right. But we need some support to stay sanctified. I need support to stay sanctified. Come on. That's the declaration. I need support to stay sanctified. So God's given us the support. Now it's time for us to be sanctified. God's given the support. Now it's time to be sanctified. So I need help to be sanctified, Lord. Now that he's given us help in Hebrews 13 and 5, it's on us. It's on us. Now it's on us. We got this. All right. So I'm glad you all are decreeing. I'm glad you all are declaring. I'm glad you all are with me. Let's just be real. We got to get this sanctified thing under control. Yeah, we do. Because we're decreeing and declaring that our husbands are sanctified. So a sanctified wife can sanctify even an unbelieving husband. Woo, that's some power right there. And I don't know about you, but I need my power. I need my Holy Ghost power. So thanks for joining me. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thanks for being with me for Help Meet Time. Don't forget to write in your journal. Are you writing in your journal? Are you reflecting? Are you going back over your role? Because it takes time. It takes practice. It takes being sanctified.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you, you can't be both.